So there I was in menswear thinking, what could I buy that would give me a totally new look? Julian sashayed over to get the measure of me and suggested coyly that I look sensational in a knitted cardigan with football-style buttons and a pair of tartan stay-pressed slacks. He kept pushing his face through the curtains in the changing room, so I decided to give him a shock. Next time he peeped, I was stripped to my ankle socks and preening myself. I heard a crashing sound, and next thing I knew, Julian was being carted off to the staff canteen for a cream puff and a lie down. His replacement sales assistant was rather more forthright. "You look a right prat," he told me, as I gave him a twirl. I told him not to worry, I'd put some clothes on next time. Anyway, with his help, I settled for an imaginative ensemble of white T-shirt, butch check shirt, pair of jeans and brown cowboy boots. Oh yes. I'm just glad, though, I'm not a girl. There were at least two floors full of ladies' fashions. So let me ask, how on earth do you choose what to buy out of that lot? Oh well, I'll leave that thought with you. Coming next, country loving.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, has a limited number of advertising spots available. Give your business the boost it needs and reach across the island. Email our team today, marketing@vectisradio.fm.
Country lover. That's a really strange expression. What does it mean exactly? Well, taken literally, I suppose it means we love the countryside. But then again, who doesn't? Or maybe it could mean you love a certain country, in which case you should really say, I'm a Taiwan, Pakistan, Malaysia, Canada, Isle of Britain, Iceland lover, depending on which you fancy. I left Luxembourg out for obvious reasons. Or does it really mean you love certain bits of the countryside? Most people don't love manure or cowpats or electrified fences or footpaths made invisible by clever ploughing techniques. So that doesn't leave us with very much to admire, does it? Apart from thatched cottages, which you find in villages, which are in the countryside. But then again, if you think about it, Manchester is in the countryside. It's just taking up quite a lot of space within it. See what I mean? So, in those circumstances, to be more accurate, you should probably just say, instead of I'm a country lover, I quite like trees and grass, but that's about it, really.
We are your Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
I was travelling in my tin box on four wheels today. Oh dear, how do we endure driving? I got honked at, and not by a goose. Lots of people told me it was 1 o'clock, I think. People in BMWs thought they were flying jets, and just about everyone was really interested in my rear number plate and wanted a closer look. Anyway, I'd had enough of this. I contacted my mates at Kevin's garage to see if they could work with me on a new car designed for the modern age. We got as far as rigging up the rear windscreen washer jet to point at the car behind, and then we connected it up to a can of Dulux, other brands are available, which we had in the boot. Road tests worked quite well. Whenever anyone drove too close, I pressed a button and a dollop of white emulsion squirted onto the screen behind, just enough to be scary. Then, if bad driver refused to back off to a safe distance, the jet dispensed a rather large dollop, reducing the idiot's visibility to just about nil. Bear in mind, it only works if the driver's too close, so you can't go spraying everyone. Anyway, Kev the mechanic has now got an evil glint in his eye, and he's looking for more gadgets he could fit to our new car. I think he senses a business opportunity. Any ideas, anyone? I wondered about a pop-up hand with various finger options depending on the severity of the offence. One finger or two, dear? Worth thinking about, anyway. Anyway, until next week. Bye.